Welcome back, dear listeners, to the studios of Radio Saiv. We are continuing our Thursday live broadcast on this very special occasion, the Shri Satya Sai Aradhana Mahotsavam. We do hope that you all were able to tune in to the live broadcast from the Sai Kulwant Hall, and those of you who could also witnessed the webcast of the live webcast of the program. We had a wonderful, I should say, a scintillating performance by Pandit Debashish Bhattacharya and his party. And I think he played on not less than 3 or 4 instruments. He enthralled the audience there. And it truly was a beautiful evening at the Sai Kulwant Hall. Dear listeners, those of you who are regular listeners of our Thursday live broadcast would be aware of our evening schedule. Especially during the summer months, we would first have the Bhajan Tutor, which would be hosted by my brother Bishu, which would be followed by a segment, the Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam segment, where we discuss Swami's discourses, which would be hosted by me, Prem from Team Radio Sai, and Brother Sai Prakash. And we would conclude the Thursday with our offering of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Yes, we've had wonderful programs the whole day today. The morning we had wonderful offerings of the Panchratna Kritis and a brilliant talk by Swaminathan Gurumurthy and the wonderful program we had this evening, which I just spoke about. But given all this tight program schedule, we are having to modify our evening schedule for today. So we are sorry to inform you this late, but we are going to skip one of the segments so that we don't go too late into the night. We will be skipping the Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam segment. We would have the Bhajan Tutor as always, which I'll be playing for you shortly. And after the Bhajan Tutor, we are bringing for you a very short program, if I could call it so. As I said this morning, we had 2 kritis composed in typical Carnatic fashion, which were offered to Bhagwan. And these were to be 2 of the 5. We are hoping that next Aradhana Mahotsavam, there will be 5 such kritis offered to Swami. And these would be Pancharatna kritis, which is similar to what the great Saint Thyagaraja has composed for his Lord Rama, who is nobody other than our dear Swami. And this is our endeavor to capture our love for Swami and Swami's love for all of us in the form of these kritis. These kritis, traditionally, as always, are in the language of Telugu. So this evening, after we play the Bhajan Tutor, after we've gone through the Bhajan Tutor, we would like to play these 2 files again for you, these 2 songs, the 2 kritis which were offered. The first one in that was Pranamami Saishwara. The second one was Sada Bhavayami. I'm going to invite Brother Ganesh, who will be with me. He will read out the lyrics to you slowly, and we would also try to endeavor to give you a short meaning, line by line meaning of that entire kriti. And then following that, we will play these 2 kritis so that you can not only enjoy the musical aspect of these kritis, but also understand the feeling which has gone back into these lyrics. Maybe sometime later we would have the people involved in the composition of these kritis talking to you in at length about how this came about, how this idea of offering these kritis to Swami came about, and how the composition was finally completed. But today we will just give you the lyrics and the meaning of these kritis, but that is after the Bhajan Tutor. Once again, a change in schedule which I just informed you about. We will have the Bhajan Tutor, which will be followed by these 2 kritis, which we will offer to you along with the lyrics and the meaning. That will be followed by the Outside, Inside, Deep Inside segment, for which Brother Bishu will be with you. And today is indeed a very special segment. Those of you who are regular visitors of our website, www.radiosai.org, would be aware of a campaign which has been going on for the past 3-4 days, where we have requested entries from people as to how they connect with Swami in the present scenario, the present change scenario. It is indeed true that Swami has never left us and Swami can never leave us. But how do we as individuals connect to Swami, and how, when we feel the need to connect to Swami, what do we do to do that, to have that connection established? This was the question we had asked all our readers, and Brother Bishu, what he's going to be doing is going to play out some of those entries and also read out some of them, those who have written to us. And this is definitely going to be a wonderful compilation of how devotees, even today, as always, connect to Swami, and how Swami unfailingly reaches out to his dear ones. So that will be much later in this evening with Brother Bishu in the segment Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. For now, it is time for our weekly Bhajan Tutor.
Let us first offer our most reverential and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us and please hold our hand so that we strive to walk on the path laid down by you. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today, we learn a bhajan dedicated to adoring our beloved Bhagwan as the avatar of the age. The bhajan is in Hindi and the first line of the bhajan goes like this.
Yug yug ke avatar tumhi ho.
So that's the bhajan, and let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan. And then, like always, we'll move on and learn the tune of the bhajan. We will get to know about the raga, its tala, and the meaning of its every word. And in the end, we will listen to a short excerpt of an interview with Brother Balram Chandran, an alumnus of Bhagwan's university who is a gifted singer who sang in front of Bhagwan for all the days when he was a student in the 90s, and even now sings in the Prashanti Nilaya Mandir whenever he is here in Prashanti, as well as is a member of the Sundaram Bhajan group. So that's coming up towards the end of this episode. For the moment, let's get familiar with the lyrics.
Yug yug ke avatar tum hi ho, mere Ram, mere Shyam, Shirdi Sai Parti Ram, Jag ke Palanhar tum hi ho. Allah Ishwar Tere Naam Sabko Sanmati Do Bhagwan. Allah Ishwar Tere Naam Shirdi Sai Parti Ram, Jag ke Palanhar tum hi ho.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow Brother Ravi Kumar after every line. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh. This will help you to get a feel of the flow of this bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D sharp pancham. Yug yug ke अवतार तुम ही हो
युग युग के अवतार तुम ही हो
युग युग के अवतार तुम ही हो
युग युग के अवतार तुम ही हो
मेरे राम मेरे श्याम Shirdi Sai Parti Ram
Mere Ram, Mere Shyam Shirdi Sai Parti Ram
Mere Ram, Mere Shyam Shirdi Sai Parti Ram
Mere Ram, Mere Shyam Shirdi Sai Parti Ram
Jag ke Palanhar tum hi ho
Jag ke Palanhar तुम ही हो
जग के पालनहार तुम ही हो
जग के पालनहार तुम ही हो
अल्लाह ईश्वर तेरे नाम
अल्लाह ईश्वर तेरे नाम
अल्लाह ईश्वर तेरे नाम
अल्लाह ईश्वर तेरे नाम
सबको सन्मति दो भगवान
सबको सन्मति दो भगवान
सबको सन्मति दो भगवान
सबको सन्मति दो भगवान
अल्लाह ईश्वर तेरे नाम शिरडी साई पर तेरा
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 जग के पालनहार तुम ही हो
जग के पालनहार तुम ही हो
जग के पालनहार तुम ही हो
जग के पालन हार तुम ही हो
युग युग के अवतार तुम ही हो
So that is the tune of this bhajan. And now let us learn a little more about the swaras that make this bhajan. Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, in which raga is this bhajan based?
Saram Vishu, this bhajan is based on the rag Yaman and it is called Kalyani in the Carnatic music. It is a very well-known raga and popular raga. You have plenty of compositions and bhajans in this raga. It is a Sampurna raga where you have all the seven notes. So in this raga you have
Sa Re
Re is Shuddh Re 2
Ga
Ga is Shuddh Ga Ga 2
Ma
Ma is Tivra Ma
Pa Dha
Dha is Shuddh Dha
Ni Sa
Ni is also Shuddh Ni, Ni 2
Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga Re Sa
So this is the Arohana and Avarohana of the Raga.
So the fulcrum of the Raga is that Ma Tivra, isn't it? That makes so much difference.
Yeah, Ma Tivra plays a very important role. And you have many phrases in the raga.
Yeah. For the benefit of listeners, you can just do a small elaboration of the different phrases as you mentioned.
Definitely.
Ah na na
Brightness being a characteristic of this raga, this was really bright and beautiful. So let's move on, Anirudh, and if you can delineate the swaras for every line.
Yeah, sure. We'll do line by line.
Yes.
Yuga yuga ke avatar tumhi ho. Ne ne re re ga, ne re pa ga re ga re sa.
Ne ne re re ga, ne re pa ga re ga re sa.
Mere Ram, mere Shyam, Shirdi Sai par tera. Re re ga ga re re ga re ga re sa ni sa ga re.
Re re ga ga re re ga re ga re sa ni sa ga re.
Jag ke palan har tumhi ho. Ne ne re re ga ne re ga ma pa ga re ga re sa.
Ne ne re re ga ne re ga ma pa ga re ga re sa.
Allah Ishwar tere naam ma ga ma da da Madani zani sa.
Ma ga ma da da Madani zani sa.
Sab ko sanmati do bhagwan. Ni 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 da ma da Madani zani da pa ma ga.
Ni 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 Madani sani da pa maga.
Allah Ishwar tere naam Shirdi Sai par tera. Re re ga 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 re ma ga re ga re sa ni sa ga re.
Re re ga 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 re ma ga re gari sani sagare.
Jag ke palan har tumhi ho. Ne ne re re ga pa ga re ne re ga ma pa ga re ga re sa.
Ne ne re re ga pa ga re ne re ga ma pa ga re ga re sa.
That was so good. I think all listeners out there who are keen students of music would have really loved this swara rendering of the bhajan. So are there more beautiful bhajans in this raga?
There are many, many bhajans in this beautiful raga, Yaman.
Shri Sai Rama, Sundar Rama.
Beautiful bhajan. You have
Koti Pranam. Shat koti pranam antar jyot jala sai.
So many Sai bhajans are there in this Yaman rag.
Beautiful. So let's move on and do the beat for this bhajan now.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam. And the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Yuga yuga ke avatar tumhi ho.
Yuga yuga ke avatar tumhi ho.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vishu.
Saram. Saram.
So now that we know the raga and the tala, let's move on to the most important aspect of bhava. Only when we have bhava will the bhajan become an offering
to the Lord. And to cultivate the bhava, we need to understand what each word in the bhajan conveys. So let's take each line and try to comprehend what are the powerful messages latent in it. So we start with the first line.
Yug yug ke avatar tum hi ho.
The first and second word is yug, which means an era or a span of time. The third word is ke, which means of. The fourth word is avatar, and the fifth word is tum hi ho. Tum hi ho means you are. During the summer course of 1978, Baba explained the concept of yuga and said, the great sages in ancient India divided time into four yugas called the Krita Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Trita Yuga and Kali Yuga. These yugas keep coming back again and again. The word Krita indicates four times and the word Trita means three times. Dwapara signifies two times and Kali gives us an authoritative unit of measurement. So according to the sages, 432,000 years is the basic unit and it represents the number of years in a Kali Yuga. Two times this number represents the Dwapara Yuga. Three times this basic number is the measure of Treta Yuga and four times this measure refers to Krita Yuga. And by adding the total number of years of all the four yugas, we get an astronomical number, 4.3 million years. And this refers to a Mahayuga. After a Mahayuga, the Krita Yuga starts again. So that is something about the yugas mentioned by Bhagavan himself. Coming to the word avatar, Swami says the word avatar means descent. It is not coming down from the peak of a mountain or the top story of a building. It is the descent from the state of the Atma to the state of the body. Bhagavan further dispels the myth that an avatar loses his original divine nature by coming down in human form. Swami says, out of his love and affection for mankind, the Lord descends to the human level in order to elevate man to godhood. And such a descent does not in any way diminish divinity. Once while speaking about himself, Swami declared, the avatar's movements and activities might appear ordinary and commonplace to some people. However, there can be no ordinary and commonplace in the life of avatars. The formless being comes in the form of a human being so that he may mingle with mankind and set examples and ideals for human beings and convey to them all aspects that they should learn. The avatar behaves in a human way so that mankind can feel kinship. At the same time, the avatar rises to superhuman heights so that mankind can aspire to reach those heights. Thus, what the Supreme Lord did and spoke in each of his incarnations are not to be dismissed as ordinary. We have to try and understand the deep lessons embedded in the life of every avatar and then emulate them in our lives. So when we sing this line, Yuga Yuga Ke Avatar Tumi Ho, we praise the Eternal Lord who descends in human form during every era for the uplift of mankind. We seek his blessings to follow the principles taught to us again and again. Let's move on to the second line.
Mere Ram, Mere Shyam, Shirdi Sai Parti Ram.
Here, Mere is the first word. It is the third word too. And Mere means mine. The second and last word in this line is Ram, and Ram literally means one who is pleasing and lovable. Ramyate iti Rama. Bhagavan further explains the inner significance of this word Ram and says, Ram consists of three components, Ra, A and Ma. Ra represents the fire god, burns away all sins. A represents Surya, the sun god, dispels the darkness of ignorance, Ma represents Chandra or moon god, cools one's temper and produces tranquility. Thus the name Rama has the triple power of washing away one's sins, of removing one's ignorance and tranquilizing one's mind. The word Shyam is a name used for Lord Krishna, and it describes him as the one with a complexion as dark as the rain-bearing clouds. Bhagavan says Krishna is described as blue in physical color because he is as deep and as inscrutable as the sky. Blue is the color which the eye comprehends, though the sky has no color at all. Similarly, Krishna has no color or attributes, but to comprehend him, the mental eye attributes a color. Bhagavan also gives another reason for the name Shyam being used for Krishna and says, Krishna pulls the mind towards him so that the mind is pulled away from everything else, because everything else is inferior, less valuable. Krishna satisfies the deepest thirst of man for peace, for joy and wisdom, and that is why he is called Megha Shyama, dark blue as a rain cloud. The very sight of the rain-laden cloud is so refreshing, and that is how Krishna is. Swami says, whoever has the thirst, Krishna will quench it. Whoever calls on him in the agony of that thirst, Krishna, the rain cloud, will answer that Krishna, that thirst, and appear and bless. So those are some of the beautiful interpretations of the name Krishna. The fifth word is Shirdi, referring to the holy land of Shirdi in the state of Maharashtra, where Shirdi Sai lived for 60 years. The sixth word is Sai, and Sai, one meaning of Sai is master. Seventh word is Parthi, referring to Puraparthi, the holy hamlet. On the evening of Baba's 37th birthday in November 1962, Dr. Chenna Reddy, who was then the Minister of Planning in the government of Andhra Pradesh, was blessed with the privilege of inaugurating the primary school building donated by Bhagwan in the Puttaparthi village. During the function that followed the inauguration of the building, the minister remarked, "Within a few weeks of my pilgrimage to Shirdi, I have the good fortune of coming to Puttaparthi, where Sri Shirdi Sai Baba has again incarnated as Satya Sai Baba." He said this in his speech, and Bhagwan rose to give his discourse next, and then Swami declared, "I am all names, not only these two, Shirdi Sai and Satya Sai." To call that manifestation as Shirdi Sai Baba and this advent as Satya Sai Baba is only one of the many methods of designation. Swami said, "Then as well as now, Sai is all names and all forms." Let me share here an incident about a lady who was devoted to Lord Krishna and Shirdi Sai. This was revealed by Bhagwan himself during a discourse on the Vijayadashmi day of 1992. A lady named Krishna Priya lived in Nagpur in the state of Maharashtra in India, and she used to worship Lord Krishna. She considered Shirdi Sai Baba as another form of Krishna and frequently visited Shirdi to seek Baba's blessings. Once she had gone to Shimla in 1918, and during her stay there, she came to know that Shirdi Baba had left his mortal coil at 2:30 p.m. on Vijayadashmi day. She felt very sad the whole day. The next day, because of the severe cold, she closed all the doors and windows of her house. And while she was resting inside, a person arrived at the neighbor's house and inquired about her house. The neighbor sent a servant with an umbrella as it was snowing, just to show this new person the house of Krishna Priya. And when this new person knocked at the door of Krishna Priya's house, she opened the door and could not believe her eyes, because it was Shirdi Baba who had physically come. She wondered how he appeared in flesh and blood before her, because she had heard that already Baba had passed away the previous day. So she asked him, "How did you manage to come so soon? It takes 3 days to come from Shirdi to Shimla, but how did you happen to be here?" And Shirdi Baba replied, "Dear daughter, I am everywhere. You have worshipped me in the form of Krishna. Is this all you know about me? Okay, I am feeling very cold now. Can you give me some hot tea, please?" And Krishna Priya prepared tea, and after Bhagwan drank the tea, Shirdi Sai said that he was hungry because he had done a long journey. So Krishna Priya served chapatis and brinjal curry, which Shirdi Sai used to love, and after eating, Baba washed his hands and wiped them on a towel and then told her, "The purpose for which I came is over. I am now leaving." And as he was leaving, he gave her a jasmine garland. Krishnapriya watched as Baba went out walking through the bazaar. In Shimla, on the roadside, there are deep valleys, and as Baba was walking along, some workmen were engaged in road work. They suddenly noticed that Baba had fallen down from the road, but when they ran to rescue him, they could not find anybody there. Baba had simply disappeared. In fact, before taking leave of Krishnapriya, Shirdi Sai whispered in her ears, "See me in 1926. She did not know where to see him or how to see him. And Swami revealed this in the discourse when he went to Shimla in the late 70s. Krishnapriya at that time is very old, but she came to see him. In fact, Krishnapriya asked Swami, "Baba, have you forgotten the promise you made to me long ago?" And Swami immediately said, "It is you who has forgotten, not I. I never forget what I promise." Swami said this, and Swami went on to narrate another revealing incident. After Shirdi Baba left his body, several controversies arose about how to perform the final rites. To prevent clashes between the Hindus and the Muslims, the collector, the police superintendent and other officials arrived there. They asked all the residents of Shirdi to assemble and then took a vote. The majority of the residents wanted the last rites to be done for Baba in the Hindu method of disposal of the body. Therefore, a pit was ordered to be dug in the Muralidhar temple, which had been built by a devotee by name Gopal Rao Bhuti. However, some people opposed the digging and the dispute then went on. Ultimately, the collector and the police arranged for the Samadhi to be consecrated in the same temple, which is the present Samadhi Shrine of Baba in Shirdi. At this time, a remarkable incident occurred in Shimla. Krishnapriya placed the garland that Shirdi Baba had given her on the idol of Lord Krishna. All the people in her home wondered why she was garlanding the Krishna idol when there was a picture of Shirdi Baba there. And bhajans then went on, and suddenly, as the singing was on, they noticed that the garland placed on the Krishna idol dropped on to the picture of Baba. And then the garland, which was on the picture of Shirdi Baba, moved to the idol of Krishna. Everyone saw this and they were amazed at this miracle. When people came the next morning, they found that the garland given by Baba to Krishnapriya and which had travelled to the Krishna idol was no longer on the figure of Krishna. Where was it now? This garland, as Baba revealed, was actually found now on the Samadhi of Baba in the Muralidhar temple. So in this line, Mere Ram, Mere Shyam, Shirdi Sai, Parthi Ram, we hail the Supreme Lord who incarnated in different forms as Rama, as Krishna, as Shirdi Sai, as Satya Sai, to uplift humanity, to bestow peace and to confer blessings on all. Let's move on to the third line.
जग के पालनहार तुम ही हो.
The first word here is jag, referring to the universe. The second word is ki, meaning of. Palanhar means protector. So in this line, we reverentially bow to the Lord who is the protector of everyone in this universe. We move on to the fourth line.
अल्लाह ईश्वर तेरे नाम.
अल्लाह refers to the formless divinity who is adored by Muslims across the world. Explaining the word Allah, Swami says A refers to Atma, the eternal soul, and La stands for Layam, merging. So Allah signifies merging in the Atma, or merging into the eternal soul. The second word is Ishwar, again a name of Lord Shiva. Ishwara literally means the repository of all resources, of all kinds of wealth and prosperity and wisdom. The third word is Tere, meaning your, and the fourth word is Naam, meaning name. So in this line, we call out to the Lord by different names, Allah, Ishwar, and so on. Let's move on to the next line.
सबको सन्मति दो भगवान.
Here the first word is sab, meaning all, and the second word is ko, meaning two. The third word is sanmati, which means noble thoughts. Do means grant. The last word is Bhagwan, which literally means the Lord. Swami explains, Bha stands for Srishti or creation, Ga stands for Sthiti or protection, and Va signifies Layam or dissolution. So therefore, he who holds these three ultimate powers, creation, sustenance and dissolution, is Bhagavan. And Swami on that occasion declared, this indeed is the subtle reality of my personality. Once a person by name Rohila came to Shirdi because he was greatly attracted by Shirdi Sai's divine qualities. He stayed there for many days, and during that time, great love and devotion grew in his heart for Baba. He had a strong build and he was quite unrestrained and self-willed in his behavior. He would listen to nobody. He came and stayed at the mosque where Baba stayed. Day and night in the mosque or in the village hall, he would recite at the top of his voice the verses from the Holy Quran whenever he felt like. Baba was at peace, but the villagers were growing very weary because of his loud chanting. His vociferous chanting disturbed their sleep at night. And this Rohila was hot-tempered. He became arrogant, and when villagers complained to him, he turned against them and he retaliated. But Baba never reprimanded Rohila for anything. In fact, Baba chided the villagers instead and said, "Do not harass him. He is very dear to me. The problem with him is his wife. She is a very aggressive woman. Even if he drives her out, this lady forces her way into the house. And the moment he stops his shouting, that is the opportunity for this dangerous lady to enter into her house. And that is the reason why he resumes his recitations. The moment he starts chanting, she goes, she flees. And once she goes, then Rohila is pure. He becomes pure in his body, his speech, in his mind. And that is so conducive to his peace and happiness and to my peace and happiness. So allow him to shout full-throatedly. Whenever he himself gets tired, he will keep quiet." This is what Baba told the villagers, and the villagers had no choice because Baba himself was silent about it, and in fact encouraging Rohila to continue chanting the verses in the way he was doing. Well, there is an inner significance in this episode, because Rohila was not married, he did not have a wife, he was very poor. And when Baba said that he has a wife, people wondered what was Baba referring to. And only later they realized that Baba was referring to the negative thoughts in his mind. Baba simply wanted to show that he liked the man's company only because he chanted the Lord's name without any inhibition. And because he chanted the Lord's name, he was able to drive out all that is not pleasant, all that is not congenial in him. And then that led to his purity of mind and purity of heart. And this is what pleased the Lord. And that is the reason why Rohila unceasingly proclaimed Allahu Akbar in a loud manner, and Baba loved it. So this only shows how much Lord loves for us to chant his name, because that is a sure shot way to get rid of all that is unpleasant in us. And that is what is conveyed in this line, Sabko Sanmati Do Bhagwan. We request the Lord to bless us so that we always chant his glory. We immerse in his thoughts, we immerse in himself, so that we are filled with noble thoughts. Let's move on to the next line.
अल्लाह ईश्वर तेरे नाम शिरडी साई पर तेरा।
We have discussed all the words in this line, so let's now move on to the last line.
जग के पालनहार तुम ही हो।
This too is a repeat of an earlier line of the bhajan, where we adore the Lord as the one who looks after everyone in the creation, the protector of all in this universe. So with that, we have finished gaining a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. With this deeper understanding, let's now proceed listening to the complete version of the bhajan as it is sung by the students of Baba's University in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir.
युग युग के अवतार तुम्ही हो। युग युग के अवतार तुम्ही हो। मेरे राम मेरे श्याम शिरडी साई पर तेरा। मेरे राम मेरे श्याम शिरडी साई पर तेरा। श्याम शिरडी साई पर तेरा। जग के पालनहार तुम्ही हो। जग के पालनहार तुम्ही हो।
ईश्वर तुम्ही हो।
And now in the last part of this program, here is a small excerpt of an interview with Brother Balram Chandran, a former student of Bawas University, who had the opportunity to sing in front of Bhagwan for 5 years during the years of his graduation and post-graduation, and currently is a member of the Sundaram Bhajan group. Sairam Brother Balram Chandran, one question that many devotees, especially those who want to offer their devotion to God in the form of music, ask is this. I know Swami is Ganapriya, I know you can win the heart of God through music, but even though I love music, I don't have that voice, I don't have that musical training. So what about people like me who love bhajans, but we can never sing so beautifully? So is there any hope for people like me?
Sai Ram brother, what comes immediately to my mind is this. If you look at the various systems of bhajans which exist in India, here if you see, in most systems of bhajans, you would generally have a main singer and you would have the chorus singing. In traditional systems of bhajans, you will find that the main singer sings most of the bhajan with just a couple of lines, the chorus lines being repeated by the general group.
Yes.
But maybe, as per my limited understanding, Swami's system of bhajans is the only system where every person sings every single line.
In that sense, everybody is a lead singer.
Exactly. Everybody is a lead singer.
Yeah.
So if you ask me, I think the word lead singer has been used for want of a better word.
Exactly.
I think it is one person singing first and the other singing together.
Yeah, it's basically singing together.
Singing together. And yes, since everybody trying to sing together, especially in large crowds, for practical reasons, might create confusion.
So just to bring a little order.
Yes.
And a symphony. So you
exactly.
have, okay, one person sing so that all can join together.
Yeah, and I think he's called the lead singer because you end up singing first. In that extent, he's leading in the bhajan like you lead a race. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's a leader.
Exactly.
I think he's just leading. That's my understanding. So that way, if you see, Swami's opened up bhajans for every single person. Now, I remember having read this, Swami's guidelines for bhajan singers. I remember Swami mentioning that if you have a voice which you think in your own assessment is not very pleasant, then he says that you sing in the confines of your home. Or you may not lead in the mic, but then you participate in the bhajans as not one of the lead singers, but along with the chorus. But nowhere have I seen Swami saying, don't sing bhajans if your voice is not good, which automatically means, and if Swami says sing in your shrine, it automatically means you're also entitled to that path. And it is not just people who have a good voice. If you read Loving God, I think Kasturi sir very beautifully says that when he sings bhajans at home, Swami once mentioned that that neighbor of yours who comes and sings bhajans in your home, he gives me a earache.
Yes.
Because he sings loudly. But then Swami never said let him not sing.
Yeah, yeah. Perhaps on that occasion he was just making it known how he's listening.
Exactly, exactly. So if the idea was that if anybody who does not have a melodious voice or is not musically trained is not entitled to take this path of devotion, and I think Swami in the first instance wouldn't have started his mission with Manasa Vajri and got everybody to sing. So that way I think the path is one for everybody.
So that was Balram Chandran, a member of the Prashanti Nilayam Bhajan group as well as Sundaram Bhajan group, who passed out of Bhagwan's university after completing his post graduation in 1999. And that brings us to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please do let us know how you feel about this program. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Dhananjay and Abhishek. And the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. We offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our most merciful, beloved Bhagwan.